what happened to me. Some of you know, certainly those that come on Tuesday. Last Tuesday, Eunice and I went to see my appointment at the doctor's at 10:30, and the day, to be short, didn't finish until 6:15, I think, before we got home. I spent the day at the hospital, and the reason was that my doctor said I was low in oxygen, and it was critical that I went straight to the hospital. We in the back of the car had the food for Tuesday, so we had to go there first. Deborah and Graham were at home. Deborah was quite ill, so she wasn't able to respond. And I want to record my thanks to Stephen and Pauline, who got me to the hospital. I then went back and took over from Eunice and brought her to the hospital so she could be with me. So it was a very strange day. It's questionable as to whether the doctor was correct about my oxygen, but there were other concerns apparently, so they did all sorts of checks. But here I am, so you see. And another piece of good news, Rita's son, Terry, has had his, what's the big scan?
MRI.
And it was clear. So that was good. There are other matters that we're going to pray for people as we go into prayer later. One of them is Richard, who's not with us, of course, but we will be praying for him. Over to Julie.
Well, good morning, everyone. So this morning we're looking... Whoops! Thought it was dodgy. Okay, bear with. Music stand collapsing. So we're looking at seeing life from God's view. And it struck me this morning as I was praying that the Lord has plans, and he could just do it by himself, but he chooses us to be part of those plans and to work with him. And our part is to surrender to his will and to know his will for our lives. And I thought that one of the ways we can do that is asking him to be our vision, to be our wisdom, to be our breastplate for the sword for the fight. So in a moment we're going to sing Be Thou My Vision, and then we'll go into Jesus, Lover of My Soul, which clearly says it's all about you, Jesus, and all this is for you, for your glory and your fame. But let's pray before we begin. Lord, thank you that we can be here. We pray for all those unable to be with us, and we do pray that Robert's able to get here with Dee and Katie. How important it is for them to hear the word, your word, as it is for us. So Lord, thank you that you have chosen us to be a part of your plans. And Lord, thank you that we can come and praise and thank you for all that you've done in our lives and all that you're going to do in our lives. So thank you, Jesus, as we worship you this morning. Amen. Yeah.
About the clutch. Thanks to Graham, because our car has got a big nail in the... and all the garages closed at 5:00 yesterday, so we can't use our car until Monday at least.
Oh, God.
So, and Stephen, could you do today's reading? Because Rita's not got here. Thank you very much.
Right. Sorry, I haven't tested
the volumes. This is what's written on the top.
Right now. see thou my vision.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not me, all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought in the day or the night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light.
Thank you. Rita, who's had a very difficult week,
and for her granddaughter, April. We pray for Deborah, who has been in bed most of this last week and has not been at all well. We pray for Bruce's parents, John and Margaret. We pray for Jean and Stuart. We know, Lord, that's not an easy situation, but Lord, we pray you would give your healing and that you would give your comfort and strength for them both. And then, Lord, we pray also for Richard. May he know healing and comfort with the problem of his sight. Bless them all, Lord, and keep us all close to you so that we can enjoy our relationship with you and with each other. We ask this prayer in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.
Bruce talked there about the truth of God's word. And in the song it says, he never will leave you or forsake you. His promise is to love you for always. He died upon the cross to bring you freedom. He's risen from the dead. He brings you victory. And he asks us to hold his hand always as we put our trust in him. So we're going to sing Trust.
Oh dear. When everything around us seems confusing, but life is not what it ought to be. There's one we can cry out to in the darkness, who's looking out for you and who's looking out for me.
Jesus, you have set me free.
to live my life for you. Jesus, you're the only one who sees. Jesus, you're the one who died for me. Oh, Jesus, you have set me free. And I want to live my life for you. Help me live my life for you.
The reading is from Romans 12, verse 28, a living sacrifice. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Humble service in the body of Christ. By grace, the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts, according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, then let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
So we're called to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. So we're going to sing, we're going to sing, all to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give.
To Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender. Jesus, I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender.
Easter. Now I feel the sacred flame. Oh, the joy of full salvation. Glory, glory to his name. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee.
Seeing life from God's view, not our view. Seeing life from God's view. May I suggest that the Bible offers three metaphors that teach us God's view of life. So number one is this. Life on earth is a test. God is testing us. The good news is that God wants us to pass the tests of life. That is his desire. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. God keeps his promise, and he will not allow you to be tested beyond your power to remain firm. And at the time you are put to test, he will give you the strength to endure it and so provide you with a way out. And James 1, verse 12. Blessed are those who endure when they are tested. When they pass the test, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. And 2 Chronicles 32, verse 31. God withdrew from Hezekiah in order to test him and to see what was really in his heart. It's wonderful, isn't it? God knows what we're like. He knows what tests will come our way. And he knows the result. Number two, we've said life on earth is a test. Number two, life on earth is a trust. We never really own anything, do we, during our brief stay here on earth. God just loans the earth to us, if you like, while we are here. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7. What do you have that God hasn't given you? And if all you have is from God, why boast as though you have accomplished something on your own? And Psalm 24. The world and all that is in it belongs to the Lord. The earth and all who live on it are his. We are God's people. Genesis 1, verse 28. God blessed Adam and Eve and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2. Those who are trusted with something valuable must show that they are worthy of that trust. Yes. God trusts us. Are we worthy of it? I wonder. Luke 16, verse 11. If we are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the riches of heaven? Luke 12, 48. Jesus said, from everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded, and for the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. And Luke 16:10, unless you are faithful in small matters, you will not be faithful in large ones. So, if we treat everything as a trust, God promises three rewards in eternity. They are affirmation, they are promotion, and they are celebration. How wonderful that is. And number three, so we've had life on earth is a test, life on earth is a trust. And number three, life on earth has a task. With our life on earth, there is a task for us to perform. Romans 12, verse 5 and 6. In Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us. We are chosen. We are called to be God's servants, His ambassadors. And as we serve, the Spirit will challenge us and equip us. So, may we pass the test. May we accept the trust. And my friends, may we fulfill the task. So may we pass the test, may we accept the trust, and may we fulfill the task that God has for us. And He has a task, doesn't He, for each and every one of us. So easy, isn't it, for our minds to be full of what we think life should be. But that's not what Scripture's telling us. We're seeing life now, here, from God's point of view. And so, then, if we accept the test, if we fulfill the test, if we trust our God, and if we accept the task, and perform it successfully, then, my friends, may we hear our Lord's voice saying this, Matthew 25, 21. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. So what's going to happen at the end of our lives? Will we hear God saying, well done, my good and faithful servant? How we should long that that will be the case. We have a test. God will test us. But He will not test us beyond what He knows we can do. And He has the trust. Life for us is a trust. We need to trust God in all things. If we do not trust him, then how can we be good servants? And he has a task for us. The task for one of us may be different from another. The gifts that we have might be different from one another. But the Lord has a task for us, and he requires that we fulfill that task. And as we've already said, what a wonderful thing it would be if our Lord says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." May it be so, and may it be for his glory and his glory alone. Amen.
So we're going to sing three songs in succession. I did give Bruce some choices, but he came back with all of them. So we're going to start with, "I will offer up my life in spirit and truth, pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you. In surrender I must give my every part. Lord, receive the sacrifice of a broken heart." And then we're going to sing, "I want to serve the purpose of God in my generation." And that wonderful chorus, "What is on your heart?" We're asking him, "Show me what to do. Let me know your will, and I will follow you." And then the Lord speaking to us, "I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry." And of course the chorus based on Isaiah, "Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart." So one will go into the other.
Spirit and truth, pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you. In surrender I must give my every part. Lord, receive the sacrifice of a broken heart. Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king? Savior, what can be said? What can be sung as a praise of your name for the things you have done? All my words could not tell, not even in part, of the debt of love that is owed by this thankful heart. You deserve my every breath, for you paid the great cost, giving up your life to death, even death on a cross. You took all my shame away, there defeated my sin, opened up the gates of heaven, and have beckoned me in. Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful?
tell, not even in part, of the debt of love that is owed by this thankful heart.
What can I give? What can I bring
to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king? Savior, what can be said? What can be sung as the praise of your name for the things you have done? Oh, my words could not tell, not even in part, of the debt of love that is owed by this thankful heart.
Not even in part,
of the debt of love that is owed by this thankful heart.
My generation, I want to serve the purpose of God while I am alive. I want to give my life for something that will last forever. Oh, I delight, I delight to do your will. I want to build with silver and gold in my generation. I want to build with silver and gold while I am alive. I want to give my life for something that will last forever. Oh, I delight to do your will. What is on your heart? Show me what to do. I want to see the kingdom of God while I am alive. I want to give my life for something that will last forever. Oh, I delight to do your will. What is on your heart? Show me what to do.
Let me know your will, and I will follow.
Song. Yippee!
we're virtually holding your hand.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! You've swapped hallelujah for amen. I said you've swapped hallelujah for amen.